wildlife. I think we're going to do the public hunting on private lands. Mark, are you going to do that one for us?
I am.
Great. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chairman Olson, fellow commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. I think Chris is queuing up the presentation. All right. I think everybody can see it. Again, this is Mark Norton, Hunting Access and Farm Bill Coordinator for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. And I'm giving you guys a quick update on the, I guess, our hunting access programs, and then share some exciting news about the Big Sioux River watershed crep. So to start off, statewide, we got just under 1.5 million acres of private land leased for public hunting access across.
Can you just talk to yourself?
Yeah.
Hey, 1 second.
Hey, Mark Norton.
Was I muted?
No, you're cutting in and out. We're having some issues. You want to just try to call my cell phone?
Sure. No. Let me try that. See if I.
Going old school here.
Can't have that. It's going.
Call Mark Morton.
Are you calling me, Chris?
Hi, this is the Google Assistant. Can I ask what you're calling about?
Wow. You have a Google Assistant,
Mark? Is that in the budget?
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, just turn your speaker on your phone off or on your computer off, or your mic.
Let me do this. Yeah. I'm muted on my end on the
there you
Zoom.
Go.
So it should work now?
Yep, let her on.
All right, technical difficulties aside, I'll do a quick start over. Good afternoon, Mark Norton, Hunting Access and Farm Bill Coordinator with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. This afternoon, I'm going to give you guys an update on the status of our public hunting access programs and share some exciting news about the Big Sioux River watershed crep. So I believe you're looking at a statewide map there. It shows we've got just under 1.5 million acres of private land leased for public hunting access all across the state. And this is made up of a few different programs. I'll have you go to the next slide and I can cover a little more details on those. So our largest program is the walk-in area program. It's been around since 1988 and it has about 1.3 million acres in it. We've got a couple of components of that walk-in area program that have been growing. And one of those is what we call or refer to as co-op areas. And these are walking areas that are also allow for driving on harvested crop fields for waterfowl decoy placement and retrieval. And they also allow disabled hunters to drive and hunt from their vehicles on that harvested crop ground. And within the last year, we've added about 20,000 acres to that type of walking area. Most of it is in, of these new lands, is in Clark, Cottington, and Grant County. And it's been a growing type of walking area ever since we started doing these back in about 2008. But we've also been busy all across the state adding traditional walking areas. that are exactly like the name says. They're open to public hunting by foot traffic, by hunters walking on onto the properties to hunt. And we've upped our influence or our focus on adding more acres to the walk-in program, especially on CRP type lands or other lands with undisturbed habitat to provide pheasant hunting opportunity. Another component of our access program is the James River watershed CREP. And right now we have about 79,000 acres in that. And that program has been around since 2009. And we've started having contracts expire in 2020. And so the last 3 years, we've had pretty big expiration years, and we've been able to re-enroll over 75% of those expiring acres. And then just in January of 2021, we were able to start enrolling new lands into the James River CREP as well. And we've added over 10,000 acres of new lands into the James River CREP in that time frame. So we're working towards 100,000 acres there. We've also got the elk hunting access area program. This one is primarily in the Black Hills, but we do have a few ranches in western South Dakota that are part of this to provide access specifically for elk hunting. Another program, we have about 30,000 acres in the controlled hunting access program. This one differs from the walk-in area program in that landowners can limit the number of hunters per day that so limit the types of hunting that go on. They can make it as restricted as antlerless deer only or archery only, just about any type of restriction that they're interested in doing while still allowing some amount of public access. And the difference, the other big difference between the walk-in program and this one is those landowners are paid by the number of hunters that actually hunt the property versus the walk-in area is a per acre payment basis, regardless of the number of hunters that hunt it. And the final program I wanted to cover was that Lower Oahu Waterfall Access Area, and that's located just north of Pier, and there's about 26,000 acres in there. And that is another unique type of lease program where we're having hunters register to hunt in certain fields, as well as having other fields that are very similar to a walk-in area. But it's in a part of the state where we traditionally have wintered large numbers of migrating waterfowl, and it continues to be popular with waterfowl hunters. Now you can go to the next slide, Chris. All right, which leads me to the Big Sioux River Watershed CREP. So we have completed an agreement with USDA to create the Big Sioux River Watershed CREP. It is going to be very similar to the James River Watershed CREP, but in a different watershed. So just to the east of the James River now, we will be starting with another CREP project. Hit the next button. I wonder if I got a few other bullets on here. All right. So one difference is it's only 25,000 acres is our goal here. Instead of 100,000 acres, the watershed size is probably about 40% of the size of the James River watershed, so a smaller area. And land values in the Big Sioux River watershed are quite a bit higher than that in the James River watershed too, so it's a lot more expensive program to run in this watershed. So right now we're shooting for 25,000 acres. And enrollment is starting this month. So it's this is as new as it gets. Next. For our payments on the CREP, the game fishing parcel, we pay an additional rental payment of 34% of the base CRP rental rate on top of all of the payments that the CRP program will be paying to participants. When you add the normal federal CRP rental payment to that 34% payment from Game and Fish and Park, those annual rental payments will range between $200 and $350 per acre. And all land enrolled will be open to public hunting and fishing access, just like the James River CREP. Some of the goals of the Big Sioux watershed are prep RJ, improve water quality, establish about 5,000 acres of perennial vegetative cover adjacent to rivers and streams, increase wildlife habitat for waterfowl, pheasants, grassland nesting, songbirds, as well as pollinators like the monarch butterfly. And to create a minimum of 250 pieces of private land open to public hunting and fishing access, to adding more places for sportsmen to go hunt and fish. That was a quick update there, but I'll take any questions.
Does anybody have any questions from Mark coming in? Thank you. Appreciate it. Good stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing that Big Sioux crap video. I think it's in production right now.